Claudia's expressive voice and distinctive guitar style lend an unassailable authenticity to each genre. Bruce was the first president of Far West. Yeah. And his accompaniment on mandolin and guitar is the perfect polish. Ladies and gentlemen, Claudia Russell and Bruce Kaplan.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Very happy to be here. Check my watch. I can't figure that out. Okay. So I'm thrilled to be here. It's just there's a lot of friends and new friends, and I dug the luncheon. Oh, my God. Was that inspiring? And oh, my goodness.
And Joel
and the salmon wasn't bad either, honestly. But I just want to say, Molly O'Brien said something that just sort of like made my head swivel around. She said, she used to say, I'm just a singer. And I said that for a really long time, too. And I've said it with a sort of weird kind of shame. But I've been kind of coming to the songwriter table for the past, I don't know, 14, 15 years. And I have wonderful songwriting friends who inspire me all the time. And I love to sing, too. So, and all those singers got to sing some songs. Anyway, I'm going to sing you a song about being a little kid. It's kind of a rearview mirror song, and I'll send it out to all the pirate girls out there. So.
Like lipsticks, then dusk slowed the day.
People ask me, why do you play a Stratocaster? But in California, where we're from, this is considered a traditional instrument. And as demonstrated by Joel Tepp very aptly this afternoon. And it was invented in 1954, which coincidentally is the same year Claudia was invented.
So I kind of lied about my age in that last song because I was not running around in my underwear. And
who doesn't lie about their age?
1963. But that's the fun of songwriting. So this next one is inspired by going to a friend's house in Wisconsin. And I was folding my laundry in his little mud room there. And I looked down and he had this huge bucket of cranberry and lovely beige cranberry beans. And I'm from L.A. I was like, wow, what are those? Where did those come from? But apparently he grew them.
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods. So I was inspired for, I don't know, gardening is wonderful, but I'm not wonderful at it, so.
But in this song, we can imagine ourselves as gardeners.
Yes, we can. All right, it's called Winter Garden.
In a winter garden, have a little faith that even hardened earth will nurture all that's buried way down deep inside. 'Cause in the summer of brand new spring, gonna find a lot of new songs to sing. So grab your troubles and let's start gardening. Most folks love the springtime when everything feels
everybody. I could take a little less of me in the monitors. I'm scaring myself just a little. I don't know if that's possible.
We've never heard ourselves before.
I know. Sound is so wonderful up here. This was inspired. Well, this.
Well, Karen Savoka sent us.
You guys all know she stayed
Karen
at our
house,
Savoka.
And then she was kind enough to send us a old, because we collect old paper stuff, ephemera it's called, and she sent us a songbook from 1868.
Called The Golden Robin.
The Golden Robin. And so Claudia went hunting for songs, and since neither of us read music, Claudia just
on the page.
Wrote her own music to this song. So it took about 160 years to co-write this song. but we finally got it done.
Do they think of me at home? Do they ever think of me? I who shared their every grief, I who mingled with their glee. Have their hearts grown cold and strange to the one now doomed to roam? I would give the world to know, do they think of me at home? Do they think of me at night, of the songs I used to sing? Is the harp I played untouched as a stranger wake its strings? Will no kind forgiving word come across the raging foam? I would give the world to know, do they think of me at home?
Two more songs in here. I'm a big talker, if anybody knows me, so I'm trying not to talk too much. So this was a lovely gift from my husband. It came in a very small box, and I was awfully excited to open the small box and find a capo. But it's a nice one, and it has my name on it, so I guess this means it's love. Like an ID bracelet or something.
Romantic, aren't I? So
I could use less guitar, too. I'm sorry. I'm just kind of not used to this.
As Far Westers, we all have one thing in common, and that is at one time or another, we have to drive Highway 5.
It's
whether
you're
in
here.
Washington, Oregon, or California. It goes 1,381 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
And 570 of them are in California, where we come from, and we spent 30 years in Los Angeles, or Southern California. Actually, we were Culver citizens, which is a small distinction, but but we find our, you know, we have friends down there, and there's gigs down there, and family down there, so we find ourselves on Highway 5. But one year we were heading down there for a big birthday. Front row seats to Paul Simon with the Everly Brothers.
Hollywood Bowl.
And our Windstar blew up. And well, if that doesn't inspire a song, what does?
Well,
you ready?
Well, I'm the type that likes to drive. The open road unwinds my mind. Behind the wheel, I can't leave my troubles far behind. So when I head south from the city by the bay, there's more than just a couple of ways to get to my hometown in old L.A. So I flip the highway coin today. Big Sur coasters like a roller coaster. Route 99, it's harder than a toaster. So when you want to make good time, I take straight and straighter Highway 5. I'm coming home to the old Tahoe. The hills above Santa Clarita are covered with oak and sage and smooth manzanita. Breathe in that clean mountain air, cause in the San Fernando Valley, well, there ain't none there. I'm coming home. Oh, there's trailer trucks, and there's pickup trucks, and there's mini trucks, and there's cars. And if you make it all the way down to Hollywood, there's a big bowl full of stars. That 50-mile mountain pass burns up trannies, brakes, and gas. Trucks barrel down, wheels of smoke, and think that cherry top notice that my taillight's broken.
So, long time ago, I was in a Western swing band. And I don't know, something about that music just fires me off. And there were dancers in the back. Yay. How fun is that? Well, thank you, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to us. What a pleasure to play for you and be here. What a fun conference. Hey, Dale and Chris and Dan on the sound, thank you. It's phenomenal. And woo, up here, it's fantastic.
Hey, and thanks to all the great people who have kept Far West going. I can't believe it's the 13th conference. That's a giant accomplishment, and just thanks to everybody. That's really great.
One more.
What do you think? Should we check our tuning? Or, you know, people ask, why do we turn and tune in?
Why do we turn?
You know, the smart answer people used to say is because we care. Now it's because there's iPhones out there. You could be videoed. You want to be in tune.
Oh, we are. Are we kind of in tune with each other?
We did a Facebook Live, and we got Matt Kramer said, "Hi from India."
Crazy.
The spur of the moment, we got like people in other countries watching us. That's a change.
That's pretty unique.
In the world.
Well, this is our last song, and we have some CDs out there and business cards, and we do love to drive, so if you'd like us to come up and play up here. I am the best driver in the world. His mother says so. So.
And by the way, we will be showcasing later tonight in some rooms.
With a little more mandolin action.
We'll play a little more acoustic stuff. Somehow the song's laid out well on guitar tonight. So.
Can we, like... Sometimes I just don't believe the tuners. Like, what makes them right? A little battery?
Software.
Oh. So this is my this is a song that Bruce and I wrote, and I had a great stepdad, and I think that being a step-parent, if you've had one or are one, it's a very truly unique relationship, and my stepdad and my stepmom both meant the world to me, and... this is just a song that we wrote, and Bruce got me going with this one. It's all about my stepdad, David Murphy, and he just was a great, great guy. So thanks for listening.
We're driving to Las Vegas, and I'm sticking to the seat of this powder blue falcon in this shiny desert heat. My stepdad's at the wheel, he's whistling up a storm. My mom's head is on his shoulder, he keeps saying, oh my, it's warm. He says that I should call him Dave, which sort of sounds like Dad. He looks like Andy Griffith, and he whistles when he's glad. Dave sells life insurance, I'm not sure what that means, but the odds got so much better when he went from 2 to 3. Rolling down some more. I brought Brooks' old maid Barbie, but bored, because my little sister, she isn't born yet, so there's no one there to tease. So I dive and find an octopus at 20,000 leagues. Hey, Ratfink, settle down. Another hour and we're there. This is my first family vacation. I've never been anywhere. Pass a neon cowboy. He's waving.